Welcome back to Fish and Paul Bunyan Country. Checking in once again with outstanding guide in the Grand Rapids area, Jason Bozer. Jason, one of the things that you do as a guide is you also have your own fish batter and you do some cooking for your guests sometimes. And that's the topic we want to talk about today. Not so much catching the fish, but once we caught them, how we make them taste good. I know you don't want to give away the secrets to your batter or anything, but what are some of the key ingredients to making a fish taste good?
One of the key ingredients of making a fish taste good is taking care of it after you catch it. I think that is the most important thing. You don't want to let it drag around in the water, bellied up, turn white, and the meat's mushy and everything. The best thing to do, the live wells nowadays are great. You catch them, you keep them alive until you're ready to go. Otherwise, if you don't, you throw them on ice. Keep that meat firm. To me, that's number one. As far as the rest of the stuff, the key ingredients, I don't know if there is because everybody's got their own key flavor that they like. Some people like it a little spicy, some don't. I tend to like, I'll take walleyes for instance. I like my walleyes fried and I like a little batter and I like a little spice with mine. So even the oregano and Cajun spices, all that stuff all mixed together just makes a nice batter. And that's what I put in for my shore lunch mix. I know like other people just put seasoned salt in there and they crackers and they'll have a little thicker batter where they use beer batter stuff. To me, that hides a little bit too much of the fish taste, so I tend to stay away from that. I like a nice thin coating on my fish where I can still taste the fish but have a little flavor after you're done.
That right balance.
Yeah, that's hard. Hard to get that right balance, really. One of the key ingredients, and I don't think a lot of people know this when they make up their own, the Bisquick. You know, whether you make your own or you buy something, that Bisquick browns up the fish without burning it. If your blaze are brown just using flour, that means it's burning. Where the Bisquick will brown it up without it burning if it don't have to get so hot. C&J fish batter, that's one of our basics, is Bisquick for the browning. You got to have it stick on there. We always pat all our fish. When we do a shore lunch, we pat all our fish dry. Try to not get quite the thick batter on ours.
Is there a specific oil that works better for you?
I've used her all from canola to peanut. As far as just doing it once, we do a shore lunch, you're only using the oil once and you throw it away. I don't think it's that important. But if you got these big cookers where they try to save the oil, you know, that peanut oil works pretty good. For a one-shot deal, don't seem to matter that much. The temperature of the oil is what really matters. You want to make sure that oil's at 350 at least. Because if it's less than that, that batter and that fish will absorb that oil and make it a little soggy. It's just not good. So the key really is the oil temperature.
Do you prefer doing it on a pan or do the cookers work good too?
The pan's nice depending on how many people you got.
Right.
I mean, we cook for the DARE program here in Grand Rapids. Our group of fishing guides does. We have a big fish fry at the church and we cook at all the L&M stores. And that's when cookers really come in handy because you're pounding out 150 pounds of fish in on a 4 or 5 hour period. It's like, woof. But I like the taste of the pan fried fish. I don't know. It's always kind of neat to have the picture of the fish laying in the pan and they're sizzling. And one thing about pan fried fish, surprise, that not more people know this, but when you're frying fish in a pan, you always lay the skin side down first. If you lay it down like on the rib side or the inside, your fish will start curling. So whenever you're doing your fish in a pan, always put it skin side down and it won't curl up on you. People don't know that. I was kind of surprised.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's true.
We sometimes go out and catch bluegills. We'll catch some northerns. We'll catch some crappies, different types of fish. Is there an adjustment for the type of fish as far as what kind of spices you use or anything?
Not really. Of course, naturally, we use our shore lunch mix. But I'll say when we're at home, me and my wife are cooking up some fresh crappies. I like nothing better than just salt and pepper and a little flour. It gives it, I just love the taste of crappies. That's about the only one I ever really adjust on. Unless I'm doing northern pike, if I ain't frying them, I do like to bake them. When I bake a northern, I like to season it with some salt and pepper, and I put some lemon and onions and Parmesan cheese on it and bake it. Oh, that's some good stuff.
Man, you're making me hungry.
Yeah. But northern's one of the few fish I really bake. Northerns and tulipes. I like their flavor bake.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Jason, like you say, yeah, I've seen on your website you promote your fish batter. I think you can probably get it through the website. Are there any other outlets we can pick up your batter?
Yep, all the L&M stores carry it. And I hope I'm saying this right, Bemidji Lucan's carries it.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes Marketplace Food does too. Thing is, it works great on everything. Instead of flour, we use a little bit of that batter and just like flour, and it gives it a little tang. Give give her a try. I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay, sounds good. And again, you got information on it on your website as well, correct?
Yep, you can also order it through Moose Lake Wild Race. They handle all our orderings there. We send it out to wherever it needs to go.
All right, Jason, if people want to use your fine guide service, if nothing else, to have an enjoyable shore lunch, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, yeah, get a hold of us on our website at mnfishandpros.com or give me a holler on my cell phone at 218-244-2517.
Jason Bozer, guide in the Grand Rapids area, joining us today. Thanks a lot for your insight, Jason. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.